Talk. International correspondent.
Katie McDonald, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Oh, yes, you should be thanking me because there's a chill in the air, Ab, so it's getting a little bit more difficult over here.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, summer's over. Yeah. Summer's over. It's time. As we're getting into summer, I suppose, then for you, things are changing a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to say that I'm not a fan of winter, but, yeah, you know, if you've got summer, you've got to take winter as well. So.
Oh, you know it. Oh, you know it. So what's happening is in Austria?
Yeah, yet another round of elections. You know, we've just had the German elections, and now this Sunday the Austrians are going to the polls. And there are concerns because there's a far-right party, the Freedom Party, FPO, or with little Austrian umlauts on it, on the O. But anyway, it's increased its popularity. The polls are predicting that it could enter parliament with around 25% of the vote. And in common with other European far-right parties, one of its main platforms of its campaigning is against Muslims and immigration. And yeah, this is a party with a checkered history, Abs. It was actually led in the 1950s by a former Nazi and SS officer. I mean, they've obviously denied any of those, you know, links today. Well, not denied them, but they've said that's not who we are now. But it is an issue, and look, it's just indicative of what's happening here, because you've got this whole Euro swing to the right, and it's a reaction to the hot potato in European politics, and that's migrants. And it propelled this AfD party into power. Well, it became the third largest power in the German parliament just recently. And Abs, I've just got to share something quite interesting. Well, I find interesting. You know, there are elections here in Hungary next year. And although it's a certainty that the current majority party will stay in parliament, I mean, that's a party by the name of Fidesz, what's interesting is chatting to people on the street and hearing from people who actually haven't voted before. You know, they felt that there was not a party that, you know, fulfilled their needs. But they're now saying because of the issues with immigration, they will be voting, and they will be voting for Fidesz. So it is the hot potato in European politics, and it looks like this far-right party.
And just talking about the party, I thought you mentioned, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, you mentioned Fidesz. What is their stance on immigration?
Well, Fidesz is it's the party in power here in Hungary, and Viktor Orban is the prime minister. And he's been, quite a thorn in the side of the European Union, because he's just basically saying, no, you can't dictate to us, you know, as to how many immigrants we should take. And, it's going to destabilize Hungary. It's going to destabilize or affect the culture and the population. So, Hungary's already got a party in power that is practicing what a lot of these far-right parties are preaching in other parts of Europe.
And the latest when it comes to Spain and Catalonia?
Yeah, look, it's still dominating the news, as you could understand, Abs. And just yesterday, there was a press conference in which the Spanish PM spoke, and it is confusing. When I say it's confusing, it's like back and forth. So the Spanish Prime Minister asked the Catalan government to confirm if it has in fact declared independence. Okay, so he's given them 5 days to issue this confirmation, and then another 3 days to withdraw the declaration of independence if they have in fact issued it. And if they don't withdraw it, Madrid will most probably invoke what is called Article 155 of the Constitution, and that will allow it to impose direct rule on Catalonia. So this is quite a serious step. This Article 155 has not been used before. There are those that think it could just inflame the situation further. But look, it's huge because it's not just something that will affect Spain and its economy. It's also going to be a destabilizing effect on the euro economy. But the other big issue is there are quite a few separatist movements on the European continent. And they just, people just say we can't allow this because it's just going to give precedence to other separatist parties.
Hey, interesting times we live in, I tell you that much. But also, the latest on TV football.
This is for you. This is for you, Abs. I saw this and I just wonder if other sports commentators have been tempted to do this, to abandon a match in frustration. So, this Russian commentator did just that. He was commentating on a televised match between two Russian First Division teams, Torpedo Vladimir and Ivanova.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get it right. Yeah, exactly. But this commentator, Mr. Nikolsky, he was furious at the refereeing, at the standard of refereeing and faults that he saw. So he walked off set during the second half of the match and just left the viewers with no commentary. He sort of gave a rant for 2 minutes, labeling the ref a disgrace to Russian football, and off he stormed. And afterwards he said he was actually quite proud of the fact that during his 2 minute rant, he managed not to swear.
And will he be fired? Do we know? Because I'll tell you what, I get him. I understand him.
Yeah. No, I know. Look, keep going, sorry.
We were watching the Springboks playing New Zealand. I'm not saying he was the reason that we lost, but that French referee. There were times I was on the couch. I tried pulling out whatever little hair I had, and I'm not going to lie. I said names. I called him names. Names that no one should ever be called. And I was pointing at that TV. I gave him a piece of my mind. So I get why the commentator did what he did.
Yeah, look, I mean, there are others that apparently said the reffing wasn't great. And, you know, Abs, they've got the World Cup in Russia next year. So, you know, on a serious note, they've really got to get the standard of refereeing up to scratch. Make sure that, I don't think you'll have situations like this, but it's probably something that other people wanted to do.
When it comes to sports, Katie, I'll tell you, nothing's off limits. It's all about passion at the end of the day. But nonetheless, Katie, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you next week again to hear some wonderful and very interesting news coming out of Europe.
Always a pleasure, Abs. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary.